My daddy, at his home place, they did. That's the only kind they had was rail fences.
Well, what, if you were trying to keep little animals out of a garden, what might be an effective kind of fence?
We have had what I call a board fence. We'd split boards and build a frame and then tack those boards around. Then later on we used garden wire.
Okay. All right. I earned the ice cream.
All right.
Okay. Now, when you were with the Soil Conservation Service and you were out looking at different farmland, I'm sure people used a lot of different kinds of fences. What all kinds did you see when you'd be out?
Well, I saw electric fences, pole fences, and page wire fence, and of course your rail fencing, and well, Soil Conservation did at one time put out some these little orange, let's see, it's a little, it's a small orange that makes a fence. Also, a multi-floor roses will make a fence.
Mm-hmm.
But you have to cultivate on each side of it to keep it from spreading. But you can use those for fences. But
what kind of roses were those?
Multi-floor roses.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
But they didn't do too well here. They used them mostly in the West. Also, it was a good windbreak, fence for a windbreak in the West, but not, we didn't use them much here. And you've got your regular barbed wire.
Okay. Did you ever see anybody need to make the fence a little bit higher because it had a heifer or something that kept jumping out?
Well, usually put a barbed wire on top or something like that.
Okay, what do you call those things you hammer into, or?
Post.
Posts?
Fence post.
Okay, and if you have a whole lot of them, you have 20?
Fence post.
Okay.
20 fence post.
Okay. Now, if you had a whole lot of rock that was easy to get to and you built it up to confine something
you
in.
You could build a rock fence.
Rock fence, okay.
I usually use it, they mostly around yards and so forth, you know, as rock.
Yeah.
Around the house.
Sort of decorative. Okay. If you have a hen who's never laid any eggs, what might you put in the nest with her to trick her into thinking?
Well, we did that to all the hens.
Uh-huh.
Put an artificial egg in or a doorknob off the door.
Well, what did you call it?
Nest egg.
Nest egg, okay. What do you call your good dishes that you eat off of nowadays?
Yep.
Your good stuff.
Well, just call them our plates.
Okay. What do you call the country?
China.
Okay. If you wanted well water, You'd lower your
bucket
okay.
on the roof to get the water.
All right. And what would be another word for a
drawing the water from the well?
Mm-hmm. Right, now, if you had this tin thing for carrying water or milk, it could be called a, instead of a bucket, it might be called a
milk bucket, a water bucket, pail.
All right. I guess that's more like something children would play with in the sand.
Mm-hmm.
And now, why did you carry the food out to the hogs in?
Call that slop bucket.
Okay. Okay.